from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Meeting with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia, Pope Francis on Sunday called for continued vigilance against any pre-sexual abuse of youth and a superior's efforts to conceal grave misdeeds. Francis said he met this weekend with victims of sexual abuse by priests, and God weeps for them, he said.
No perder la memoria.
Francis addressed the bishops who have been attending the previous week's Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families at St. Martin's Chapel of Charles Borromeo Seminary. The Pope and his entourage spent the night at the ceremony. In a Sunday morning talk with the bishops, he asked for careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all will be held accountable. Saudi-led helicopter airstrikes have killed 25 civilians, mostly women and children, in a village in northwestern Yemen on Sunday, according to residents and medics. The Reuters news agency quotes a resident saying that people were fleeing their homes as the helicopters pursued. They committed a massacre for no reason. The report said the incident occurred in Bani Zela, that's in Yemen's Red Sea border area with Saudi Arabia. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan said Sunday that hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack against key security outposts in the remote border region. The hostilities come after months reports that the extremist outfit is gaining influence in Afghanistan. If it's confirmed, this would be the first major offensive that the Islamic State has undertaken against Afghan national forces. This is VOA News. 17 Syrian migrants drowned on Sunday when their boat sank off the Turkish coast while headed for the Greek island of Leros. Local media said another 20 people who were wearing life jackets survived. Turkey's Coast Guard has recovered the bodies, and survivors have been taken to a morgue in Bodrum to identify their drowned relatives. The 8-meter vessel sank soon after it left the coast. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Sunday that extremist violence is a major source of the suffering for people in Syria and elsewhere in the Middle East, sending thousands of them in search of safe havens in Europe. The top U.S. diplomat told the Global Counterterrorism Forum in New York that Islamic State insurgents are a primary source of outrage, but he also named al-Qaeda, al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, and Lashkar-e-Taiba as terrorist groups that have posed an enormous burden on frontline states. Kerry says the world's nations must curb the recruitment of terrorists. Meanwhile, a senior United Nations official warns that thousands of Iraqis are likely to flee to Europe in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Palestinians and Israeli police clashed on Sunday in Jerusalem at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. It's a religious site revered by both Muslims and Jews. However, there is no indication that anyone was seriously hurt. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived at the United Nations Sunday for several days of meetings, speeches, and summits. Among them, he will chair two high-level sessions, one on U.N. peacekeeping and the other on countering terrorism. He is also expected to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The peacekeeping summit will take place on Monday and will be co-hosted by the United States and 8 other nations. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.